Hotel Vendôme by Danielle Steele. Performed by Fred Stella. Greg Bones, the famous and notoriously badly behaved rock star, was one of the first guests in one of the penthouse suites and fell in love with the hotel. Hugh was uneasy about it because Bones was well known for trashing hotel rooms and causing chaos wherever he stayed. But he behaved surprisingly well at the Vendôme, much to Hugh's relief, and they were fully prepared to meet celebrity needs and requests. On Greg's second day there, he met Miriam Vale Martin at the bar, surrounded by assistants, magazine editors, stylists, and a famous photographer after a shoot. They had just finished a 12-page spread for Vogue that afternoon, and as soon as they recognized Greg Bones, they invited him to join them. And what happened afterward hadn't taken long. Miriam spent most of the following night in Greg's suite with him, while Hugh thought she was out when he was working. The maids were all aware of where she was and what had happened. The room service waiters discovered it when Greg ordered champagne and caviar for them at midnight. And it rapidly became the backstairs talk of the hotel and spread like a forest fire. By the end of the week, Hugh had heard about it too. He didn't know whether to confront her or to hope it would pass. Hugh, Miriam, and Eloise had their own private apartment one floor below the two penthouse suites, and the hotel security were well aware that Miriam was constantly slipping up the backstairs to join Greg in his suite whenever Hugh was in his office. It was an extremely awkward situation for Hugh, who didn't want to ask the famous rock star to leave the hotel. It would cause a public scandal. Instead, he begged his wife to come to her senses and behave. He suggested she go away for a few days to stop the madness of what she was doing. But when Bones checked out, she flew to Los Angeles with him on his private plane. She left Eloise with Hugh and promised she'd be back in a few weeks, and said this was something she had to get out of her system, and begged him to understand. It was a heartbreak and humiliation for Hugh, but he didn't want to lose his wife. He hoped that if he let her do it, she'd get over her infatuation quickly.